Today, on this glorious morning, we celebrate something which has never before been celebrated in all of our human history. Something which confounds us and yet fills us with immense joy, wonder, and peace. Something which gives purpose and meaning to our life and hope for the life to come. What you may be surprised to hear is that the something I speak of is not the resurrection of Jesus. For as we heard even a few weeks ago in Lent, this is not the first time in human history someone has been brought back to life from the dead. Jesus, in fact, has done this twice. He'd brought back the Roman soldier's daughter from the dead and Lazarus, his dear friend. When Jesus raised both of these individuals from the dead, he set the stage to prepare our belief and minds for when he would rise this very day, that we would know it could happen. What we celebrate today is even more confounding than Jesus rising from the dead. It flows from the angel's profound words to Mary at the tomb. He is not here. For the first time in human history, the only time in human history, we celebrate the absence of God. Today is the only time we celebrate and say that the absence of God is good. He is not here. And in no other circumstance can we say this, that the absence of God is the cause of our joy. And yet this is why in all the accounts of his resurrection, the Gospels, not one of them has Jesus alive and well in the tomb. The Roman's daughter and Lazarus were in the tomb, but Jesus is nowhere to be found. It's the only time his absence means more than his presence. As even the angel tells Mary, come and see the place where he lay. And yet you will find no Jesus, not even his body. Because God is not found in death. The tomb is empty, empty even of God. And it's a silent proclamation that death has been defeated. For where God is, death is nowhere to be found. And where death is, God is not there. And for that, we are filled with this confounded joy. For it is the evidence that our story does not end in death. For where God is, he has promised that we will be. And God is not found in death. The tomb is empty. And yet, so often, we spend our life still looking for God in empty tombs. We spend looking for God in dead places. Today is a reminder that we must stop seeking to find God in the tombs of death, in the tombs of addiction, hatred toward one another, and sin, for we will not find him. These tombs are empty. He is not here. Jesus is found only in life. A life which conquers death and walks out of tombs. Life of freedom, love for one another, and virtue and holiness. Life which does not end in the ground, but in the heights of heaven. Life which does not end in darkness, but radiant light. Life which fills us with such joy, knowing that one day we too will not be found in a tomb. It is a joy then that we cannot keep to ourselves, but like the Marys in the Gospel, we must share with those around us. To go out and share this confounding mystery of the resurrection, and to repeat to others who are spending their life looking in tombs, to repeat what the angel has said to us. I know you are searching for Jesus the crucified. I too have spent my life searching. I too looked for him in tombs, And I too looked for him in the one place I was terrified to find him, death itself. But look, see where they laid him. You will find no body. He has been raised from the dead, just as he said. This is the celebration of Easter, the only moment in history we are overjoyed to not find God. He is not in the tomb. He is not in death. A mystery which, yes, we can spend our entire lives trying to comprehend and explain, but is shared most eloquently with the four simple angelic words at an empty tomb. He is not here.